James Cameron to sell oceanfront mansion for $33 million after years of climate doomsaying. By Simon Kent on July 9, 2023. Climate doomsayer James Cameron has joined his wife Susie Amos Cameron in listing their 102-acre California oceanfront property for sale. The Santa Barbara Ranch, purchased by the couple back in 1999, can be yours for $33 million. Fox News reports the 68-year-old filmmaker and the 61-year-old former actress's estate is located in the exclusive gated neighborhood of Hollister Ranch on Santa Barbara County's Gaviota Coast. The property was listed on Thursday by Emily Kellenberger of Village Properties/Forbes Global Properties and Jeff Crothers of Hollister Ranch Realty. The Oscar-winning director, who in 2019 said people need to wake the fuck up on the issue of climate change, likening the state of the planet to Thelma and Louise driving straight toward the canyon at 90 miles per hour with the radio cranked up in the top down, originally purchased the estate, named Tranquility Base, for $4.37 million, according to the New York Post. The compound includes an 8,000-square-foot main residence with a tennis court and swimming pool, a 2,000-square-foot guesthouse, two barns and a ranch office. As Breitbart News reported, Cameron has long indulged in climate doomsaying and warned others of the perils of rising seas even as he himself lived near sea level. In 2016 he released a new documentary warning of the dangers of climate change while painting Hillary Clinton as the only presidential candidate that will work to save the planet. Using footage of threatening wildfires, floods, hurricanes, drought, and melting glaciers, Cameron made a video many said felt like a major disaster film warning Americans about the dangers of global warming. The film was narrated by Sigourney Weaver and featured actors like Jack Black, Don Cheadle, and America Ferrera. "Eventually Miami will be underwater. It's just a matter of when," Black warned the world in the video. The Terminator director's calls for climate action have demanded action while also attacking those in power. He said it was actually psychotic and delusional for former President Donald Trump to pull the U.S. out of the Paris Climate Accord in 2017. Follow Simon Kent on Twitter, follow @SunSimonKent or email to skent@breitbart.com.